Okay, turn your Bibles tonight. We're going to take a little detour from Hebrews for a couple weeks. But turn your Bibles to Matthew chapter number 9. Matthew chapter 9, verse 36 through 38. Tonight, we're going to spend just a few minutes talking about the place of prayer and the urgency of prayer in the work of the Lord. And we're going to look at a few verses tonight. First of all, we'll look at this verse, which is actually one of the commands in the Bible to pray. But when he saw the multitudes, he was moved with compassion on them, because they fainted and were scattered abroad, as sheep having no shepherd. Then saith he unto his disciples, the harvest truly is plenteous, but the laborers are few. Pray ye therefore the Lord of the harvest, that he will send forth laborers into his harvest. Now, if you look at this passage of Scripture, one thing you see is you see the perspective of the Lord about the harvest. And as you see His perspective of the harvest of souls, you hear Him say this. He said that the harvest is plenteous. He said the harvest is plenteous. He says the laborers are few. Now, from his perspective, he is able to say the harvest is plenteous. And from our perspective, we could agree with him and say the laborers are few. And then he says, pray ye therefore the Lord of the harvest. Now, as we think about this command to pray, I think the simple setting is obvious. The urgency of a harvest, the urgency of few laborers, causes the Lord Himself to say, pray. Now, how do you think he said that? How do you think he said that? Do you think he said that, well, you know, if you feel like it, pray? Do you think he said, well, pray the Lord of harvest, he has sent forth laborers in the field? No, really, in this context, we see a huge sense of urgency. It would be a little bit closer to say, the harvest is plenteous, laborers are few. Pray that the Lord will send forth laborers into the field. The urgency, the sense of need, the sense of can't think of the word I'm trying to say. Now, let's translate that into us. Lack of prayer is very closely associated with a lack of a sense of the harvest. A lack of prayer is closely associated with a lack of a sense of an urgency for laborers. Oh, we don't need laborers. There isn't a harvest. There aren't souls that need to be saved. And so, we find the opposite spirit of our Lord is in our own lives. You know, I think it's reflected in how we respond to someone who has a prayer request. And they say, pray for so-and-so. We witness to them. The Spirit of God is moving. They're open. They're reading their Bible. And what is the response that you and I have? Do we go to our prayer group and share that sense of urgency? Or is it, well, just another person on the list? Notice the spirit of prayer here in the request of the Lord. The harvest is plenteous. The laborers are few. I think that would be true. I think that would be true, Maquoneago Baptist Church. Laborers are very few. Pray ye therefore. There's a relationship between prayer and a hunger to see souls saved and the recognition of the need of prayer. Now, let's go to another verse and try to get the spirit of that verse. John chapter 14. John chapter 14. Remember the context. We were there Sunday. He's going to the Father. You know, it's hard for us to grasp this, but there is a sense here of the fact that the Lord Jesus Christ is going to go to heaven. And there at heaven, He is going to be our mediator. And He is going to be the high priest with a completed, victorious salvation. And He's speaking of a direct access to God the Father through Him. I'm sure that we don't quite grasp the sense of this. I don't really think I do. And yet, He is saying, if you ask anything in My name. Why? Because we have direct access to the Father through the Son. You know, most of the world thinks that they can just pray and God hears them. Right? Isn't that what people just think? Just talk to, Joe Schmo. You know, no offense, Joe. But, you know, they're going to talk about, praying and how God hears their prayer. They have absolutely no sense of the fact that sin separates man from God. And that the access to God is through His Son, the Lord Jesus. And the barrier of sin has been taken away. And so man now has access to God the Father through the Lord Jesus. And through Him, through His authority, in His name, says, if you ask anything in My name, what does it say? I will do it. There's a sense of the greatness of our ability to pray. And for there to be answer to prayer. If you ask anything in my name, I will do it. This great privilege that we have. You know, the fact is that many times we're just glad to be saved. And we're content with that. And yet there's this glorious ministry of prayer. This glorious ministry of prayer. And if you look at the context, it says, verse 12, "Verily, verily, I say unto you, he that believeth on me, the works that I do, shall he do also, and greater works than these shall he do, because I go unto my Father." The context seems to me that the indication of these greater works has to do with the resource that we have of direct access to God the Father through the Lord Jesus Christ. And you think of the possibilities. The possibilities of God answering prayer. We've been talking about prayer in our ecclesiology class. We've been doing something different. We've been teaching ecclesiology from the pastoral epistles. Never heard that done before, but I thought, well, you know, that's what the pastoral epistles are. They're ecclesiology, the doctrine of ecclesiology. Thought we'll teach the doctrine of ecclesiology from the pastoral epistles. And we talked about the first thing that he's setting in order. He says, I exhort there, first of all, prayer. First of all, prayer. Now, I think that the context is emphasizing a very important truth, which is the commandment of God for churches to have prayer meeting. I don't think it's an option. I don't think it's an option at all. I think the Bible is specifically stating that churches should have a special public prayer. And of course, the average fundamental Baptist church tonight has maybe 30% of their Sunday attendance at prayer meeting. And if they have Awana or kids programs or teen program, they maybe have 2% of their people praying. And they don't have a substitute night. The fact is, we're going to see next few years, we're going to see a slew of fundamental Baptist churches, fundamental, quote unquote, dropping prayer meeting. I guarantee you. I guarantee you. Yet, we have this command, prayer. And I made it a little bit personal. I said to the young people, I said, how much is happening in a youth group? What's happening in a youth group? How many teen boys are getting saved? How many teen girls are getting saved? I mean, not through the college age, but for the youth group. How many people are on top of the, are making spiritual decisions? I said, what's happening? And, you know, of course, everybody doesn't say anything, but everybody knows the answer. You know what? Not much is happening. And I said, well, let me ask you the next question. How much prayer is going on? How much prayer is going on? How much prayer is going on in the youth group? And we could say that to the next level down. We could talk about the elementary kids, right? We say, well, how much is happening amongst you? We could say it about the adults, right? How much is happening? You know what? What is happening is a direct result or in direct proportion to the people praying. Souls being saved, victories being won, the life of the church, everything is in direct proportion to prayer. Now, that's a big issue. Vital prayer. A spirit of prayer. I know that we aren't praying much. I know for my own self, and I know by what's happening. Not much prayer. You know, there's some college kids that are praying. And you know how I know they're praying? Because God's giving them souls. That's why there's souls being saved. Somebody is praying. It doesn't happen out of the sky. You can talk about all you want to talk about. You can say, well, you know, blah, blah, blah. You know, God elected them from the foundation of the world. But there, to tell you something, there's a practical truth. There's no soul saved if people aren't praying. And I think that it would be good for us to do a heart search. It doesn't take long, does it? Usually takes about 2 seconds. A heart search about the vitality of our prayer life. The vitality of what we're really praying for. We're really praying for real things. And we need to pray for one another. And we need to pray for the personal needs that we have. And we're supporting one another. But I tell you what, the life of the church. Jesus said, pray ye therefore the Lord of the harvest. You know, there's a connection here. And so we won't go any further. But we need to take a real, it doesn't take long. I preach this to myself already. It takes about 2 seconds to look at your life and say, boy, my prayer life lacks vitality. There's little vision, little faith, little urgency, little burden. You know, that doesn't take long to test that. Maybe sometimes the first thing we need to pray about is to pray that God would work in our hearts. That He would revitalize our prayer life. Perhaps we just need to pray about to confessing our prayerlessness. And say, okay, Lord, you need to work in my life as I read the Bible. Lord, you need to give me a fresh burden for souls. Lord, you need to give me a sense of the need of the work of the Spirit of God. Because everything rises and falls on prayer. If there's anything the church of the 21st century does not believe in, it's prayer. Show me a mega church that has prayer meeting. Know any of them? I don't know one of them. It's all mechanics. It's all programs. All programs, all mechanics, all organization. The New Testament church was very simple. Pray. Now, I wonder which young person is going to get serious about praying. Where is it going to start? I wonder which adults are going to get serious about praying. Wonder when we're going to get a sense of that the fact of the work of God is all founded on real prayer. Let's ask the Lord to work in our hearts. Let's pray. Father, we thank you, Lord, tonight that you can call us out of our lethargy and you can call us, Lord, to looking at the dryness and the powerlessness of our souls and the lack of victory and the lack of genuine work of God taking place all around us, the need for much more. Lord, fill us with a sense of our helplessness, that we would turn to you with simplistic, earnest, believing and hungry prayer. Lord, revitalize our prayer meeting. Lord, get us out of all the motions and give us, Lord, a spirit of urgency, a spirit of faith, a spirit of the powerlessness that we have and how much we need your work in our lives. And so, Lord, even tonight, might you begin to give your work, your people, each one of us, a reviving of our souls in this basic necessity, in this basic foundation, in this basic reality. So, Lord, might you work for your glory in Jesus' name.